they're legendary, and they're legendary because they're so rare. Same with key employees. I'm reading a book right now. It's an old book, but it was written by a guy Trump fired, or a guy who quit, depending on whose book you read. Trump paid this guy a lot of money, but you know, the book is a vicious hatchet job, some of which is probably true and some of which isn't. But the number of people who have businesses 20 and 30 years who have the same key people, it's extremely rare, so rare that, you know, betting on it is just beyond stupid. Again, my people are different because here I know, but you know, it's just a very bad bet. And so we have a saying at the track that they all go lame, and they do. All racehorses go lame. And eventually, they all have career-ending lameness, and they got to go. Some just get slow. Results the same. And so all employees, all vendors, all key people, they all go lame. And if you happen to have one or two exceptions in your career, you should celebrate them. But you shouldn't manage as if they are going to occur. You should manage, in fact, as if they are all going to go lame. And that mandates a number of things about how you manage a business and the people in it.
Why is one the worst number in your business?
Well,
I know the answer to this.
One reason is, you know, is they all go lame. And if it goes lame and it's your only horse, or it's your only one that can do that particular function, you're in serious trouble. You will be tempted to endure and accept declining levels of behavior, compliance, respect, because you only have this one person in this one important role. We had an attorney in my coaching group for 3 years who had a person he desperately needed to fire. Everybody knew he needed to fire her. Everybody told him he had to fire her. I actually went to his office, met her, watched her, listened to her. I think the China firing method would have been appropriate. And it took him 3 years to get rid of her because he kept telling us she was the only one who knew where everything was. And when he went to court, he had to have her with him. And she was at his right-hand side every time he went and actually conducted a trial. And so because he only had one of her, he literally, the power shifts. You, the business owner, now don't have the power. The one person that you can't scream at, yell at, hurt their sensibilities, change their job, change their compensation, fire them. You live in fear of them being in a bad mood or deciding to leave you. They now have all the power. You're really working for them.
This is true.
You'll never be able to have compliance to a program if you only have one person working the program. Forget it. They're going to work their program, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. So, one, now that's specific to people. So, you know, you really need two of everything. Think Noah's Ark. Failing that, you at least got a cross train.
Absolutely. You always talk about, you know, hire slow, fire fast. Most people do just the opposite. So how do you get into a state of mind to be able to honor this truth?
Well, first of all, you don't have any one. You're not dependent on one.
Right.
And, you know, it happens again because people want to be liked. Most of us hate firing people. Hardly anybody takes any particular joy in it as a practice. I mean, there may be an isolated case where there's somebody you really, you know, I understand Donald Trump invited Rosie to compete on The Apprentice next year just so he could fire her. So, you know, I mean, it happens. But generally speaking, none of us take any particular joy in it, so we procrastinate, we avoid, we hope. It's like sitting through a really bad movie. You sit there even though it's really awful, but you can't believe it's going to stay awful. You know, you keep thinking it's got to get better. And eventually they turn the lights up, you know, and you go home.